He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You put us together. Welcome to the best show on your radio on a given Tuesday. It is Freddie and Harry, and we is here, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And don't forget about us on ESPN Plus. 10 minutes away, give or take a lie or two, involving which team do you trust the most in the AFC right now? And is that team maybe the only team called the New England Patriots? We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. By the way, this Giving Tuesday, if you are able, join us today in supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. You can give by going to V.org/donate right now. That is V.org/donate right now. We know things continue to be tough for so many folks, but if you are able, please join us by going to V.org/donate and do that right now. During the 2023 high school football playoffs, Britt Redman was diagnosed with cancer. Immediately, he underwent surgery and intense chemotherapy, forcing him to miss classes and off-season training. Not only did he fight to regain his strength, putting back on nearly 80 pounds of weight that he lost, he made his triumphant return to the field on September 6, 2024. Later last year, he helped his team win a 3A state championship. It's a pleasure bringing Britt Redman, who's joined by his dad, Chris, who played with Harry Douglas at a certain point in their football careers. And Britt, I'm going to start with you. During those times, you lose all that weight, you don't know if you're ever going to play football again. What was the one thing that kept you going in which 2023 that ended that way had a better 2024 ending involving you on the football field?
Well, first of all, thank you all so much for having me. And this is a great opportunity. And first, I want to thank the Lord above for giving me the strength to come back. And I'm going to take it to my Christian faith. Really, that's the thing that really kept me going. And it's I just couldn't really imagine what would it feel like to go through all that and not have a Christian faith. So I give it all the glory to God for putting me through everything but for him getting me through that. So I'm going to say my Christian faith is the thing that kept me going.
So, Chris, I'm going to ask you this next question, and y'all may hear me call him Red Dog. That's the way I address Chris Redman, okay? He's Red Dog to me. He's Chris to everybody else.
He's already laughing. This can't be good.
My dog.
But Red Dog, as a parent, you know, seeing your child go through that, what was the number one message from you to him, and what did you have to do as a parent to make sure that you were there for him every step of the way?
You know, I appreciate you asking the question, and it was a nightmare for obviously a parent to go through. You know, he had those words told you that your son has cancer, and you know, it breaks you down at first. But it's just like sports, you know. And I feel like my career played football till I was 35 years old, and I felt it built me up to being a leader that I probably wasn't before. And for this situation, I really do think, you know, our faith got us through, and it's one thing that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, but we turned it around. We made it a positive. We turned a horrible negative situation. I think every tragedy and hard times, you know, creates an opportunity, and we took that opportunity and we turned it around. We beat the cancer. We're there with each other every step of the way, and that's what a parent's got to do, and got your back, and that's kind of something we learned from sports, me and you, Harry, being on, you know, teams together, and like that, you got to be there for your man, and that's all I could do. I'll support him, but I've seen a lot of warriors in my time, and Harry Douglas was one of them, but my son Britt was an incredible warrior at the time, and I was so proud of how he handled it and what he's doing afterwards. We're very blessed now to be a part and ambassadors of the V Foundation, and so proud to be a part of that.
Britt, let me ask you this. You know, you get back to playing football. That was a blessing in itself. Number one, cancer-free. That's another blessing, too. But you're able to win a state championship. What was it like celebrating that moment with your family, knowing everything that you had gone through as an individual, but also that they have gone through with you being your support system?
Absolutely. I mean, my whole family and friends and people in my high school Christian Academy supported me through everything. And yeah, when we celebrated that state championship win, it was our third state championship in a row. So,
wow.
But that was special. But coming back from cancer and just thinking to where I came from, being close to 100 pounds, it was 102 pounds, and coming back and being just back on the field, because I remember the last state championship, I was in a hoodie, I was freezing cold right off of chemotherapy, and just being back on the field was really special, and just it was just a life from God, just being back there, and I was just very grateful.
Britt Redman, high school football player and cancer survivor, with his dad, Chris, joining us on the Given Tuesday edition of Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and don't forget about us on ESPN+. And Chris, going back to the parent side of this, because if any parent could take that pain away from their child and put it on them, they would, because you don't want anybody in your family, especially your child, your flesh and blood, going through what Britt went through. What's the one thing that you told yourself to make sure that no matter what was going on, Britt could look at you and say, my dad's got me. My worries are not over, but at least I can ease those worries by looking at my dad.
You know, it's just like a quarterback in the huddle. You got to sit in there and you got to call the play like you mean it. If you call the play and you don't feel like, you know, this is the best play in the playbook, it ain't going to work, you know. And so the same thing when you're being a leader of your son, when you got bad news. By the end of it, we were so positive. We found out it was, you know, the kind of cancer that he had. We knew that it was beatable. We just took the positive attitude. I would encourage anybody out there that's going through a tough time or whatever, you know, one, the power of prayer, but two, just the power of positive energy, too. We had a guy come in and talk to us, Harry, John Gordon, and he was a very adamant about, you know, seeing the future and being positive. And, you know, it's not all, you know, rainbows and everything, but at the same time, you know, we were very positive. I swear, by the end of the thing, he just thought he had a really bad case of COVID, and sucker went through 6 surgeries. He had a football size tumor in his stomach.
Wow.
And we went through 4 regimens of chemotherapy, and he was a baller, man. He hung through the whole time and was tough as anybody. So but I think when you're a parent, and you have to be that positive voice and in his ear the whole time and say, we're gonna make it through it, and that's what we did. And we never thought anything different. After the first day, you know, we just took it on like a challenge and beat the challenge.
Brett, I think you mentioned a great name, especially for this situation, John Gordon, right? He's a guy that wrote a book called The Energy Bus. And Red Dog, remember our head coach Mike Smith made our entire team read that book, The Energy Bus. But
you probably did the audio.
Oh, wow, Chris. Wow.
Good. But He's still my boy.
Yeah, but good Roberto, though, by Chris, though.
Hey, it's giving Tuesday. I'll give you all you want. You want some
But the funny thing about it is that, like, you know, in the book it talked about energy vampires. And in life, you're going to be hit with certain things. But how can you turn those negatives into a positive? That's basically what the entire book was about. Can you get rid of energy vampires? Can you remain positive? Not when everything is going good, but when the worst times are amongst you. And that's one of the things I really thought that our team benefited from at that moment as well. Now, Britt, you also mentioned, you know, when you're in the huddle calling that play, it has to be the greatest play. And let me tell you about your daddy now.
Oh, here we go.
Red Dog, me, Roddy, and Julio was talking about this the other day. Red Dog would come in that huddle. Red Dog didn't give a damn what the play was. Red Dog would look at Roddy. Red Dog would look at Julio. I'm coming to you. And they been looking like, well, another cover. Red Dog said, I know who my 1 and 2 is. I'm coming to you. Don't tell me about what the coverage is. Just get ready to receive this football.
Hey, Harry D would never drop a pass, though, man. That was an amazing receiver, man. I love playing with you more. I miss the locker room more than anything, man. Times we had in the locker room or anything. But, man, what a special group we had.
And, wow. Brent, I do want to tell you, too, man, appreciate your father, man. Your father's an amazing guy to support you and everything.
I'll figure that out.
Your entire family, like, when you have that right there, embrace it. Tell him as much as possible that you love him. Chris, you have an amazing son. You tell him as much as possible that you love him. And I'm glad you guys were able to come on today.
Amen.
I love you both. And guess what, Red Dog? L1C4, Louisville first card forever. Man. We whooped them kitty cats, didn't we? Didn't we whoop them kitty cats the other day, Red? 41-0.
We did. Basketball and football, might I add.
Basketball and football.
My man, Britt's down at he's down at Ole Miss now, going to school. He's a freshman down there, and in a great fraternity, Sigma Nu, and they're doing really well down there. So he's getting involved in a lot of philanthropy, and we're trying to do a lot of things for the V Foundation. We're partnering up. He's actually started his own foundation.
Yeah, Grit Like Grit.
And so we're partnering. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to do golf tournaments all over the world and do some incredible things. And I'm working with a company called Dataval right now. We're doing a lot of NIL stuff. And so a lot of great things are coming from a bad situation. So everybody out there, if you're going through something tough, man, just hang in there and find a positive out of a negative. And that's what my dad taught me.
Britt, you at Ole Miss?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. All right. Yeah. But it's okay. Don't get serious with me now, Britt. You know, ain't nothing wrong with your eyes, baby. Your eyes work down there at the Grove.
Whoa.
You down there at the Grove, you make sure your eyes.
Somewhere Ashley.
Oh, worth looking.
Somewhere Ashley Redmond is going to leave my baby alone.
Red Dog asked me to coach him up in every situation, not just one or two situations.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Britt and Chris, thank you so much. Britt, keep on keeping on. It's only going to be even better and better for you. And, Chris, fantastic stuff with you and your son, man. Thanks for joining us, and Freddie and Harry. Take care, and God bless, gentlemen. Be well.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much.